Righto, bushwhackers. After today, Romanum finitum est, because last time when we left our usual suspects, they'd managed to get inside the Persian fortress by using the old Roman cow trick, which the Greeks had done before that at Troy, but with a horse. Anyway, now they're in, they've got to secure the fortress and capture the Persian king.
Okay, if my senses are correct, the king's bedchamber should be in that tower on the left.
How do you know that, Germanicus?
I can smell used concubines a mile off.
Plus, it's written on the door.
Hang on, where's Georgius?
Please tell me he's done the decent thing and fallen on his sword.
That would save us a whole lot of bother.
Come on, we're wasting time here. Everyone must be very quiet.
Way to wake up the whole goddamn fortress, Pinhead!
Sorry.
Blimey, this hall's full of statues.
And they're all so lifelike.
I wonder if they're anatomically correct in every detail. Maybe I should check.
Leave them alone, Candy Petra. We don't have time.
Okay, but I've got a funny feeling about this. Apart from all these statues, the fortress seems deserted.
Yeah, it reminds you of the opening night at the amphitheater when I was playing this barbarian character called Colin the Trigonometry Teacher.
So it weren't a sellout, then?
Only from a career perspective.
Listen, can you hear that?
Hear what? There's no one in this place. It's as if they've heard we were coming and melted away.
Well, then someone must have told them.
Boo! Gotcha!
Georgius, you stupid idiot, where have you been?
Hey, I'm not as stupid as you think.
We don't think it, we know it, stupid.
Oh, really? Well, Farticus, I think I'm about to surprise you all.
You've just done that.
No, you see, while you've been sneaking around, I've been negotiating with the Persian king, Sadomini.
But there's no one here.
Oh, yes, there is. Guards, arrest them!
Focus, Mios. The statues are moving.
Yep, they're King Sadomini's highly trained street theater bodyguard.
Georgius, you traitor!
I think you'll find it's you who's a traitor, Condipatra.
Whack. My bush.
So, did you enjoy our torture rooms? I designed them myself.
Yes, that was fantastic.
You are?
Don't worry about her, Sadomini. She's a bit sick.
Well, Georgius, you'll be pleased to know the four conspirators have admitted everything.
Four conspirators? I'm not a bloody conspirator.
Oh, shoot, I forgot. You're not. You can release Antonio, Sadomini. You mean you've tortured me for nothing?
What are you complaining about? We normally charge 500 talents an hour for kinky stuff like that.
What I want to know is, how did you know?
Very simple, Condipatra. One of my spies was working undercover as one of Germanicus's housemaids, and he told her everything about your plot to assassinate me.
Germanicus, you idiot!
Hey, if you'd experienced her polishing skills, your tongue would have loosened too.
So, are you saying Farticus was plotting against me as well?
Yeah, well, nothing personal, Antonius. It's just you're a bit of a tit at being governor.
Well, that's pretty bloody personal.
So, you see, this whole campaign to attack Persia was a ruse to get you away from Rome so I could have my revenge on you naughty plotters.
And of course, to sign our arms deal.
That's right. You mean you've signed an arms deal with the Persians behind my back? Yep. And in return, we get a year's supply of this new black liquid they've discovered. See? Ugh. It smells disgusting. What's it for?
We don't know yet, but there's an unlimited supply of it. If we had a number greater than 1,000, I could be more precise.
So what are you going to do with us?
I'll think of something when we get back to Rome.
Whack my bush.
Isn't this great, guys? Huh? Huh?
Super. We get to see these plotters torn apart by lions.
Yes, look at them quaking away. Almost makes me feel sorry for them. Not.
Here, Antonius, have another drink of the black liquid.
No thanks, Sir Georgius. I don't think this stuff is meant to be drunk. Maybe there's another use for it.
I think these lions are about to move in for the kill.
This is really gonna hurt. What a way to go. I love it.
You sick bitch. What was even worse was Antonios allowing me a final supper of salad. Now that did hurt.
Farticus, there's something I have to tell you. Even though you're fat and flabby, I really, really fancy going Greek before I die.
Oh my fucking god, Jupiter. Here, lion, over here, quick.
Yeah, Come to Mower and make it hurt!
Ah, all's well that ends well. But what of Emperor Georgius? How long did he reign for? Well, funny enough, Seneca documented a terrible accident later that very night.
Well, Antonius, back to Britain for you, I suppose. That's right. We've got walls to build, Scots to slay, disastrous election results to spin. You know, the usual.
Ugh, this black liquid really is disgusting. Slave!
Yes, Caesar.
Get rid of this liquid.
But where, Caesar?
I don't know, but throw it on the fire.
As you wish.
Oh, fuck! Oh, Nero, not again! Don't worry, this'll put it out. No! Georgius, you idiot! Don't throw the bucket of black liquid on the fire!
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.